חזרנו לבייס, תוסטו בהפקד דם, תונה רבונו, מה יסבר בלו ישולך להק בו פני רבי אליעזר רבי בלוד ברגל. רבי לא יוונט, מקב בפני רבי, רבי אליעזר אין לוד. אמר לא אלוהי, so Rabbi Lezer said to his Talmud, he said, Eloi, Ein chom shoyseh regel. You're not one of those that rest during the regel. Why did he say that? Shehoye Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer said, Meshabeach ani esatzatzlonim, I praise the lazy ones, she'ein yotzim abetayim beregel, that they don't leave the house during Yom Tov. T'ksiv k'seh, z'samachta ato v'secho. You rejoice, you and your family. So this idea of during Yom Tov that a person should stay with his family. Ato v'secho. So those who go running to the Rebbe, so Yom Tov. Well, it says over here, no, a person should stay home. Go with the family. Omer Bitzchok, Frank Dumar, Menayin, Shechai Vodim, Hakbo, Pnei Rabbi Beregel. Ein der Meisi, he sees the halacha, that a person is mechiv to Mekabo, Pnei Rabbi Beregel. Shenema says, Madu Ata Lechas Eile Vayoyim. The Isha Shenemas, she was going to visit, I think it was Elio, or Elisha, so he says, why are you going? Lei Chodesh, but Lei Shabbos. It's not Rosh Chodesh, and it's not Shabbos, Bechlal. The Bechodesh for Shabbos, come to Apsa Yom Tov, Shchodesh is a stickle Yom Tov. Yeah, Mechayven is like Ape Rabbi. Yeah, so it sounds like when it's a time of, like a festival, like a Shchodesh, a person is Mechayv to go and visit Pnei Rabbi Bregels. You see that the person should go. Where it says, like Kashon, Hoda Ozel Ve'Ozel B'Yoyma, right, if you can go there and back on the same day, so that's good. So he can kabbal pnei rabbi, but he still has the simchas chag with his wife. So if the rebbe lives in the same tchum, right, or he makes an eruv, so he can go on Yom Tov, makes a meruv tchumim, so then he can go. But if he can't come and go on the same day, then there's no chiv to go. The samachta ato v'secho, it takes precedence over the chiv of kabbal pnei rabbi beregel. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Two lines before it gets white. Maisa Berbeleza, story of Berbeleza, Shavas Begalil Ha'olyon, he spent a Shabbos in the Galil Ha'olyon, the Upper Galilee, B'sukos Ha'ishel Yechnon Berbeloi, B'Kisri. In the Sukkah of Yechnon Berbeloi, in Kisri, Amilah B'Kisroin, who's in the city of Kisroin, V'Gi'echam on the Sukkah, it started getting sunny, the sun, reached the beginning of the sukkah. And it's getting a little bit uncomfortable. The rays of the sun were coming through the schach. Amaloi, so he said to Mao She'efres Aleh Sanin, can I put a sheet over the sukkah? And Rashi says, Letzel, he's putting it there for the shade. So the sun's rays shouldn't go. So the pshat is, can be Moisif ala oil aray b'Shabbos. There's the oil aray, which is a sukkah, can you be meisif ala oil, an oil aray on Shabbos? Normally we say that a person can be meisif ala oil, he can't make oil, but he can be meisif ala oil. So over here, Shaila is, can you do it, the oil aray? When you have a baby carriage, pram, and you have the hood, right? So the hood itself is usually squashed up, but it's about a tafach. Right, then you're being meisif. You're opening up the hood. Right, so you're being meisif al oil aray.
Rain cover.
Yeah. Things like that. So here's what he wanted to know, could be meisif al oil aray or not. So Amaloi, so he wanted to divert his attention. Right, he didn't want to answer. So he said, Ein lecho kol shevet v'shevet misrol, from each and every shevet, there was shleihimid mimena shevet. Every single shevet managed to appoint a shefet from them, right? The Rashi goes through the exact, who came from which shvatim, sure, from Ephraim, Aid from Benjamin, Gideon from Manasseh, Shimshon from Don. Rashi goes through the whole list, giving you exactly how each shevet produced a shevet. And then Hagia Chama lechatzi ha-sukkah. The Chama reached half the sukkah, and it's getting quite hot. So he said, Amalu, Marsha for Sala Sadin. So he asked him again, can I go and spread out a Sadin over the roof, over the sukkah? So Amalu, Ein Chok Shevet Yishevet Misroel, from each and Shevet, from every Shevet, in Klai Yisroel, Shele Yotzum and Nevim. Every Shevet managed to produce a Novi. And Shevet Yehuda Binyamin, Hemidu Melochim Apin Nevim. Shevet Yehuda Binyamin, they would appoint kings Apin Nevim by the instruction of Nevim. Again, he diverted his attention to something else, and he did not answer him. The sun reached the feet of Rabbi Elazar. Notal Yechonon Sadin. So Yechonon took a sheet, ufaras aleho, and he put it over the sukkah. So Hifshel Rabbi Elazar talisa la'achoyru v'yotzus. Rabbi Elazar put his talis over his back, right, and he went out. Right. Now the Gemara explains, why didn't he answer him? Why didn't he want to give him a pshat, whether he allowed to or not allowed to put the sheet over the sukkah? Where it says, lo b'pnei she'fligu b'dvarim. He wasn't just trying to deflect him with words and, you know, not to answer him. Right. He didn't want to dafka not tell him something. He didn't want to tell him halacha. Ella, rather, he had a kabbalah. He had a certain way that he used to go and conduct himself. And that was, mepnei, shalei ama dova, shalei shama mepi rabbi la'olam. He would never go and give a halacha if he didn't hear it from his own rebbe. If he didn't hear a halacha, he didn't say it from himself. The nine words it says, heichi ovid hachi, how could he spent the Shabbos? How could Rabbi Elazar spend the Shabbos in the sukkah of Rabbi Yechonon ber Beloyi? Well, Rabbi Elazar says, "And yoytzim sukkah l'sukkah, a person is not allowed to go from one sukkah to another sukkah." That we learn at the top of the Amud, right, that Rabbi Elazar holds, you can't go from one sukkah to another sukkah. But sukkah station shivas yom, you have to be in that sukkah for 7 days. If you go, you don't have a sukkah for 7 days. And it says, "You're right. We're not talking about sukkahs over here. Regel acha havoi." It was a different regal. And Rashi says, in the second wide line, Kagoin, Atzaras, El Shavuos, Ahir Yoshim B'sukkah, Meshumavir, they just needed somewhere nice to sit, somewhere airy, outdoors, so they sat in a sukkah, but it wasn't sukkah, so it was actually Shavuos, or could have been Shavuos, Kagoin Atzaras. V'om Reb Leza says, Meshabech Ani Esatzlonim, Shein Yotzin Mimbatayim B'regal. Blessed says, "I'm shabech that's lonim. Those are lazy that stay home." Because we said, "V'samachta ato v'secho." Right, so he's supposed to rejoice at home. Yomtiv, you stay home. So okay, it's shavuos. But why was he leaving his family for shavuos and going to his rebbe? So the Gemara says, "Shabbos havoi." It was Shabbos. Oh, now the Gemara is a kasha. V'tifshet le mididei. Rebbe Blazer had a shaila whether he can go and put the sheet or not. Why can't we push it from what he himself says? The Gemara is going to bring down a psak halacha, which Rabbi Elazar himself said. Rabbi Elazar didn't say anything over anybody heard the shame rabbi. So what does it mean what Rabbi Elazar himself said? Right, so you can give two truths. B'derech tzachas, you can say, sometimes you hear darshanim and they say, chabamol gezokt, you know, I once said a pshat. Why did I have to say I once said a pshat? Because it says I'm a dover b'shem Omri, maybe gula l'olam. If you say something over by the one who said it, you bring gula. So if he once said it, he has to say ichab amal gezokt. So this way, it's I'm a dover b'shem Omri. It could be say pasha pshat that Rabbi Elazar, the psak halacha we're going to say now, Rabbi Elazar Omer, is what Yitaka heard from his rebbe. Although I don't know why he wasn't saying it over b'shem Rabbi, but maybe if everything he said b'shem Rabbi, then shows that anivus. Okay, what's this halacha? The stand we learned. Pekakachaloin is a window shutter. Right, in the days, the windows had shutters. I suppose if you want to give an example, is the boards that we have over here by the Ezra's Noshim. Right, that would be called a window shutter. Right, are you allowed to put that on and up? on and off on Shabbos. So Blaz Omer Blaz says, "Bizman shekoshur v'tolui, if it's tied and hanging, so it's like a chelik of the wall. Poke you can buy, you can shutter the window with it, you can put it up. Vimlav, and if not, ain't poke you can buy, then you're not allowed to because you're being meisif on stima sa oil." Says Rashi, adding on to block to finishing a wall, and it'll be a problem. The chachamim say, Benkach, Paikikin. Right? Whether it's tied, whether it's, there's a rope connecting it or not that's hanging, doesn't make a difference. In all instances, you can. So you see, Reb Lezer says, right, that what? That if it's tied, then you could. But if it's not tied, then you're not allowed to. And the same thing would be with this sheet. Right? Also, same halach. If it's tied, then you would. Otherwise, you wouldn't be allowed to. So Reb says, no. Hosom hudum mevatel. Over there, yeah, when you put the shutter in, it becomes part of the wall. Right, so sort of nullifying it to the wall, so it's a problem of being meisiv onto the binyan. Avil hocha de loy mevatel. You're not going to leave it there. You're only putting it there temporarily for the sun. The sun moves on, you take it away. Then loy, then maybe you would be allowed to do it. There's no ra, you can't compare it to the case of shuttering a window, and that's why he didn't learn it from there. Tana bada meisa be'blaza. Sheshavaz be'galul ha'oyon. Be'blaza spent the Shabbos be'galul ha'oyon. V'shalo shloishim halachas. They asked them 30 halachas b'hilchas sukkah and hilchas sukkah. Shtayim esrei, 12 of the questions that they asked them. Amlem shemati. Yes, I heard a halach on this, and he told them. Shmoina esrei, and 18 of the questions. Amlem lo shemati. I don't know. I never heard anything on this, so I cannot comment. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer chiluf hadvarim. No, it's the other way around. Shmoina also amlem shemati. And 18 questions, he said, I heard a pshat. And 12, he said, I don't know, I haven't heard the pshat. Amaloi, so they said to him, Kol devrecha einam elam epi hashmua. Everything you say is only what you hear from someone else. You don't say your own chidushim, you don't have your own psokim. Amalehem, so he said to them, look, hiskatatuna, you're forcing me, leim edova, to tell you something about myself. Shalosh shamatim epi rabbeisai, which I didn't hear from my rabbis. In all my days, no one ever got to the Beis HaMedrash before me. He was always the first in the Beis HaMedrash. I didn't sleep in the Beis HaMedrash. Even though he spent a long time in the Beis HaMedrash, he was there first thing in the morning. He never even had a little nap in the Beis HaMedrash. When I left, I never went out of the Beis HaMedrash, leaving anyone behind. I was always the last one out. I never spoke any mundane talk. Just stam schmoozing. I never said anything that I never heard from my rabbis. Amr Olav, they said, so Blaz was a Talmud of Yechon Ben Zakkai. So they said about the Rebbe, Rabbi Yechon Mazakai, Miyom of Leisach Sichas Chulin, he never spoke Sichas Chulin. Belei Halach Dalad Amas, Belei Torah, Belei Tfilin. He never walked Dalad Amas without Torah, without wearing Tfilin. Belei Kodma Odom of Beis HaMedrash, no one ever was first in the Beis HaMedrash before him. Belei Yosham of Beis HaMedrash, he didn't take a nap in the Beis HaMedrash. Belei Shinas Kavana, permanent sleep. Belei Shinas Ara, not even a nap. Belei Hira, Belei Voice, Hamut Tanofis. He didn't think Torah in the roads, if there was some dog's dirt or animal dung on the roads, he didn't think Torah, right? And once explained, Shad, is that for Talmud Chacham not to think in Torah is very, very hard, because the mind is always concentrating on Torah. Leneich Adam, the Beis HaMedrash, Yossi never left anybody in the Beis HaMedrash and walked out. Leimatz Adam Yeshev V'Domim, you never saw him just sitting there doing nothing. Ele Yeshev V'Shoina, he was sitting there in V'Shoina doing Chazor. Leipasach Adam Delis L'Tamidov Elehu B'Atzmai. Most people wouldn't open up the door for this Tamidim, but he did. He himself opened up the door for the Tamidim. He also, Rabbi Yechon also said things only from what he heard from his Rebbe. He never said, he never said, okay, it's time to go home. Besides Erevim Kippur and Erev Pesach, then he said, you have to go home to sleep on Erev Pesach, so you're okay, yeah, or to get ready, he says, for Pesach. And Erev Kippur, because you have to eat on Erev Kippur. And Reb Lezer's Talmud was taka noeg like his Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan, right, in many of those ways. Okay. Good.